بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله another blessed Jumma we've been graced with and also the first of the four holy months have entered i.e. Zulqa'dah. Zulqa'dah is the 11th month in Islam followed by Zulhijjah the next month followed by Muharram, i.e. the next month, and Rajab being the seventh. So in these four holy months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran that you should avoid sinning, keep away from sin, because of the sanctity of these months. So in the previous Jummah, I've been discussing the important subject of character. And to highlight now how great a deed it is, So in a hadith in Tabarani, Bihaqi ili Shu'ab al-Iman, number 8036, Deylami al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid, Imam Ghazali's Ihya. Our beloved messenger, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a servant may attain through his good character high ranks in the hereafter, even though he may be feeble in worship. Subhanallah. A servant may attain through his good character high ranks in the hereafter, even though he may be feeble in worship. So this narration indicates something incredible about good character. It makes up for your weakness in other acts of worship. So for instance, by way of example, if a person, let's say he's just scraping through with his fard, he's doing his fard, doing his wajibat. But he's weak in his optional worship. In fact, he doesn't do it at all. He does his fard, his obligations, his wajibat, what's enjoined. Even if he's weak in his worship, the Prophet said, if he has good character, he will have high ranks in the hereafter. Think about that. So technically, the people in the highest ranks are the awliyas, those who are very close to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it possible for the sinner to be up there? Good question. Can a sinner go to the highest ranks? And possibly there is a way. And that is if you beautify your character. Because the Prophet said he's feeble in worship. So he's not talking about a saint. You don't describe Imam Ghazali as feeble in worship. You don't describe Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani as feeble in worship. So who is the Prophet talking about? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's talking about the people who are weak. But because their character is good, Allah Ta'ala elevates them to the highest ranks. Think about that. But what exactly or how exactly does that happen? In Abu Dawud, Tabarani in his Kabir 8-198, graded Sahih in Sahih al-Jami 1-391, our beloved messenger, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person reaches the rank of a person who remains in worship at night and fasts during the intense heat of the day by virtue of his beautiful character. Subhanallah. A person reaches the rank of a person who remains in worship at night and fasts during the intense heat of the day by virtue of his beautiful character. Subhanallah. This is a Sahih hadith in Abu Dawud. So imagine if I was to say to you, there's somebody in our locality and he doesn't miss the Hajj. Doesn't miss the Hajj, he offers it all the time. In fact, he worships most of the night. And he's very particular about fasting in summer. Because the hadith says he fasts during the intense heat of the day. Not winter ones, that's for, you know, Bajari. Right? The summer. Now, 9:38. That's all I remember, 9:38. So, if I was to say to you, I know somebody in the locality, and this is his worship, leaving aside his father. He fasts in summer, And he prays tahajjud during the night, most nights, most of the night. The Prophet said, a person who's got a beautiful character, he reaches his rank without doing it. So imagine that person doing all that worship, all the effort. It takes effort sacrificing your sleep. It takes effort sacrificing your food and drink and your desires. Why on earth is this other person who's not doing that getting this reward? And the response is character. So go to the previous report. How can he not be elevated to the highest ranks? You understand? If a person, let's say he's not offered tahajjud at all his entire life, he's not offered one nafl fast, and he's with the people in probably Firdaus who pray tahajjud all night and fasted most of their lives. What's he doing there? He's a feeble worshipper. Because he understood something in Islam. He understood the importance of character. Now think about it. Isn't it easier for you to focus on your character than to go through the other method? Imagine if somebody says to you, offer all your nafl prayers, Ishraq, Jash, Tajjad, Uwabin, and he names them all, right? And then he goes, then after that, start doing all your sunnah fasts. 10 days of Zul, 9 days of Zulhijjah, you know, Muharram, Mondays and Thursdays. In fact, one day on, one day off, Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam. Somebody goes to you, if you can do that, brother, I'll salute you. He says, oh, if you can't do that, just work on your character. And then a person goes, well, brother, come on, end of the day. He's working on his character. That's not compared to that. You know, it's exactly the same, if not greater. Think about that. So this is how important it is to focus upon your character. It's a shortcut to the highest ranks. In another report, if that wasn't enough, in Tabarani, Bayhaqi, in Shu'ab al-Iman, Baylami, al-Haythami, in Majma' al-Zawaid, Imam Ghazali's Ihya, our beloved messenger, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, good character melts away sins just as the sun melts ice. Good character melts away sins just as the sun melts ice. So this is another secret. Why? You're not asking forgiveness. If somebody goes to you, this guy's sins are being forgiven like the intense sun ray, midday is hitting ice. So you're thinking he must be doing tawbah. He's not doing nothing. Allah just knocking his sins out. Why is he just knocking his sins out? Because he loves those with character. Now think about that. This purification of sin is 24/7. The sun strikes the ice. Did the hadith say only 1 hour? Only for 1 hour your sins get forgiven. So you imagine bombarding Allah Ta'ala's purifying that person, even though he's not asking forgiveness because of his character. So combine the reports. He gets the reward of praying most nights, most of the night, every night. He gets the reward of fasting in the hot and long days. He's continuously getting his sins forgiven, continuously. And this is all automatic. This is what's been recorded. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? There is nothing heavier in the scales than good character. When people hear this hadith, they don't explain it. When I first heard it, I thought, what does that mean? How can that be the heaviest thing in the scales? The hadith is in Abu Dawud, Ahmad Sahih, in Sahih al-Jan, 2-997. You have to explain the hadith. So a person goes, what about Salat, brother? You know, people say that. Oh, what about, you know, and he said, brother, look, the Prophet said, what are you arguing with me for? The heaviest thing in the scales. Imagine, the biggest paycheck, spiritual paycheck, is through what? It's character. Heaviest thing on the scales. And this is why, think about our beloved messenger, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, he says that verily he is on an exalted standard of character. Verily he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is on khuluqun azim. He is on the immense standard of character. So if this is a feeble worshipper, imagine, feeble worshipper who's going to the highest ranks, then what about the one who's sinless, who's got the immaculate character? Where is he going? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the scholars, he says, we don't even think sometimes, for instance, he gave an example. In Al-Haythami and Majma' al-Zawa'id, the Prophet said that when you are performing the Hajj or the Umrah and you're shaving your hair, for each hair that you shave or you cut, you get one sin forgiven, one good deed, one rank elevated. So one of the companions asked, he goes, Ya Rasulullah, what if your hair is more than your sins? Look how they were thinking, you know, we're bajari. Meaning if I've got, you know, I don't know, 1 million hair on my head, but I've only got 90,000 sins, I've lost that. The Prophet smiled. He goes, no. He goes, Allah Ta'ala then records for you a good deed. Right? So now the Shaykh mentioned this hadith. Then he says, now apply that to the Prophet. He's sinless. So when he was shaving his blessed hair, what was happening? No, we don't even reflect upon the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No sins to be forgiven. How many blessed hairs on his head? You tell me. So what's happening? Automatically, just good deeds. Automatically ranks. So character is something that you need to strive upon. So everybody has failings. You notice. You may have a short temper. You need to work on that. You may have pride. You need to get rid of that. You may have envy. You need to get rid of that. Character is an extensive thing, but it's all related to the heart. So note, it's very important that we first of all make this dua. Allahumma ahsan the khalqi fa ahsin khuluqi. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you've made my appearance good, make my character good. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ told you a dua. As you've made my being good. Why? Because most of us are healthy. You've got two arms, two legs, most of us are fine. So the Prophet ﷺ used that. He goes, just as you've made most of us healthy, bless us also with character, the beauty of character. And note, this is something between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People can see you praying. People can see you, you know, obviously you shouldn't tell people about your fasts. But character is something you should always bear in mind. And just to finish, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a secret of character as well, which is interesting. In Tirmidhi, Hakim graded Hassan in As-Sahiha number 3403, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, nothing ensures a long life other than good character. SubhanAllah. Nothing ensures a long life other than good character. Now what does this mean, authentic hadith? It means Allah Ta'ala will bless your life. Some scholars say it doesn't mean you have more years. You still die at the same time. 80, 90, whatever. You still die. But Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq to do much more in those 80, 90 years. He blesses you. Other ulama say, no, it actually means you get a longer life. Don't get involved with the scholars. Either way, I'm happy. So imagine you're supposed to drop dead at 60. Allah Ta'ala increases it to 80. Why? Because of your character. Fascinating. So somebody goes, why have I got 20 more years? Because of character. Allah Ta'ala loves it so much. Or, no, you still drop dead at 60. But you'll drop dead as an awliya. Right? So note, focus upon the character. And unfortunately, people don't talk about this important subject. The Prophet himself said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was sent to perfect the best manners. I was sent, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to perfect the best of manners. This is in Ahmad Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman and graded authentic in Sahih al-Jami, number 2349. Think about that. He was sent to perfect it. Not just give you the knowledge of it, because I was sent to perfect it. I'm the example for excellence. And I'm now going to teach you about character. That's why the companions changed the world. Because they were like the honeybees the Prophet mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believer is like the honeybee. It eats only good and pure, and it gives only good and pure. The Balani authentic hadith. Now what does the bee do? Honeybee. It goes and takes it goes to plants. But the nectar it takes, it doesn't go to a plant that's already been used. It's very particular about what it takes. And what does it give? It gives honey. Shifa'ul linnas. The Prophet said the believer is like that. He's very particular about what enters his system. And he gives nothing but goodness to mankind. In fact, he becomes a cure for mankind. How many times do we say that just being in the company of somebody, you feel happy? Because he's a positive guy. You know, where did you get that from, brother? And this guy goes, oh, he's negative. He puts me down. And that's the effects of the people, even people without iman sometimes, because they've got good character. You just like being in their company. Okay, he doesn't believe, but he's got a beautiful character. Other people might even be praying 5 times, got wretched characters. So again, note, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and his blessings to have this most treasured trip.